63-year-old David Reed began giving hugs on Charlottesville's downtown mall after seeing a photo following the Ferguson riots.
There was a picture of a white policeman in full riot gear. It looked like Darth Vader next to a little black girl in a very bright dress. And the cop asked her, "So what do you want?" And the little girl went, "I want a hug." And in that instant, she cut through all of the nonsense. She was like human to human, heart to heart.
He also saw an online video of an Australian man giving out hugs in an attempt to rebuild trust after a terrorist attack there. Reed was in the habit of meditating, and a few days later, he knew what he had to do.
Voice came down, "You need to do this here. We need this here."
He made a small sign.
In times of such fear and division, maybe the most revolutionary and helpful thing we can do is give each other a hug.
He stands blindfolded while most people pass him by.
I'm a hugger. My mom always has hugged me, but like, he looks like a father figure. And for me, I didn't have a dad, so I feel weird hugging older men.
But a fair number take him up on the offer.
Might as well hug. That's a way to conquer or break down all barriers and all walls.
Hugs are awesome. You know, it takes 8 hugs a day to be emotionally healthy.
It's nice. You don't see it enough these days of people just doing something good.
I trusted him, and I don't have pockets, so he can't steal anything from me.
Because he's just standing there, just letting people give him a hug. He's blindfolded, and he trusts everybody.
You didn't hesitate. You just sort of charged right over there.
Yeah, I've already done it twice.
Oh, boy, more. Thank you. Thank you.
You've hugged before?
Oh, absolutely.
So is this addictive?
Yes.
So how many hugs have you two exchanged?
I don't know. How many days are there in the summer?
Reed isn't sure if what he's doing has made a difference, although for some people he thinks his hugs have been healing. One woman came often, confessing to Reed she was homeless.
After a couple more months, she came and she said, "I got a job." And it was a job just taking care of people, but it was an avenue back into life for her. On some level, I was thrilled that this person came and told me this, but I guess I was sort of a touchstone that she'd been relating to, even in this blindfolded way.
She disappeared for a period of months, then came back.
She came up and gave me a hug and said, "You're not going to believe it, but I'm wearing a dress. I'm going to meet somebody, and we're going to go out and just have a good time tonight." And I had this great privilege of totally blindfolded, witnessing this entire transformation. For the first time, she wanted to be seen. I took the blindfold off, and she, black dress and heels, just turned in front of me. And it was just so heartfelt and so moving. I loved it.
Reed has published a couple of novels, and he works as a caretaker in Nelson County. But for at least 2 hours a week, this is his calling.
We need to have a lot more compassion, recognition of the validity of others as human beings in our culture right now. We're suffering terribly because we don't have a lot of those things. This is, I guess, my tiny little part that I've been handed to do with or about that.
David Reed on the downtown mall in Charlottesville, where he plans to keep on hugging for as long as hugs are needed. I'm Sandy Houseman.